3 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg currently around 19 degrees, Pretoria 21 and Sandton 24.
Roadworks around the capital causing some issues. Lynnwood Road eastbound, restrictions towards Simon from Wharton Road and delays on the Mabopane Highway westbound, particularly towards the Bremer Street exit.
The Minister of Police, Senzo Mchunu, is in the Eastern Cape along with the National Police Commissioner, Fani Masemola, on the Deputy Minister of Police, KwaZulu-Natal, to name but a few. So they are paying a visit to Lusikisiki, where 18 people died in a mass shooting the past weekend. Mchunu spoke to the media earlier this morning, saying the country shouldn't necessarily be embarrassed about what happened.
You've got to look at the nature of what happened, get details, and then conclude in a way. But let's wait. We'll find time.
The Department of Labour and Employment, meanwhile, said that 81 undocumented nationals were arrested. This now during its four-day labour inspection blitz in the hospitality sector, and they specifically targeted restaurants. This follows an incident in September where the department, along with Home Affairs officials, descended on eateries across the country with the aim of rooting out non-compliance with the country's labour and immigration laws. The raids followed public uproar over a viral video wherein a former employee of Babel Restaurant east of Tshwane made serious allegations of exploitation. Inspector General Aggie Moila confirmed that employers were also held to account with a fine for each person that's been arrested.
The Department of Home Affairs will then start their processes, and this will include, amongst other things, making sure that it is not only the workers that get arrested, but also the employers. They'll be the ones that are breaking the law. So there's a fine that is attached to that of 2,500 rand per arrested person.
And then heading to court, the well-known film and television producer Duman Dlovu is appearing there today for tax evasion. If his name doesn't sound familiar to you, maybe the shows he helped put on air will, Muvango and Queen Mojaji. And then in KwaZulu-Natal, Mpumalanga, rain is expected to appear this week. The news was shared in a press briefing on the weather events of late this morning. Rudzani Malala addressed the media on what these provinces can expect.
Cool, moisture-laden air over our eastern provinces. This will result in a sustained chance of light showers or rain over the KwaZulu-Natal and eastern Mpumalanga.
Moving abroad, in Zurich, Switzerland, the police arrested a man who attacked several children earlier today. According to the police, three children have been injured, but it's unclear why this happened. The identity of the man has also not been given yet. And finally, if you think you are too old to reach your goals, listen to this. An 81-year-old model has taken part in a Miss Universe Korea pageant in an attempt to become the world's oldest Miss Universe contestant. Choi Soon-hwa did not win the crown, unfortunately, but she was given the award of Best Dresser. Now, Choi worked in hospital care before beginning a modeling career, wait for this, in her 70s. So it's not her first rodeo, imagine. And then finally, I'm Marlina Fischer with Nisti Minister van Polisie, Senzo Mchunu, Isini Ooskaap, Nari Lusikisiki, Masamoor, die afgelopen naweek.
That was a hell of a story. Thank you, Marlina. Further details, you know where to find it. Hit the news tab at our award-winning website.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. on Jacaranda.
This is not the end.